Joining us now from District 58A, which actually is where we're all at right now, District 58A, is our rep, Christy Purcell. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in again today. Appreciate it.
Yes.
The weeks are going by pretty quick, at least for me anyway.
Yeah.
It seems like the legislative session, you've got, what, about 3 weeks left?
Four weeks. But who's counting? We had a big, today is a big deadline. It's the third deadline for us, which is just an internal thing. But that means all the finance omnibus bills have to be in their final committee, be passed out of their committee as of today. So I didn't have any extra committees today, but we passed all of the omnibus bills out of the four committees I'm in. So the beginning part of the week was a little wild to get amendments in before deadline and then, you know, present those in committee. But now kind of what's done is done, and okay. If things are going to get changed, they may do that like in conference committee.
So they have, I would imagine, till the end of the day today to get that done.
Yes.
But your committees have already
My committees are done. I know taxes has a meeting today, and maybe commerce. Oh, some of the bigger committees.
All right. What is, we're going to ask you what you, about some of those things
sure.
in a moment, but what's the next step? You mentioned it's a deadline. Where does it go to now? We're past the committees. Will we be heading to conference committees and such pretty soon? Do they do that?
Yes. So that is the plan, as I am aware. However, we're not constitutionally mandated to pass anything when it's not a budget year. So if the Senate and the House committees, conference committees can't agree because those bills look different coming out of each chamber.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't agree, then it just doesn't get done.
Mm-hmm.
So there's both more and less pressure to do that, I think, because there's no constitutional mandate to do that. But we saw 2 years ago, before I was in the legislature, almost no omnibus bills got passed in a non-budget year, which is why we had a $10 billion surplus at that time, why that carried over into last year, because bills just didn't get over the finish line.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of interesting as well with that. You know, 2 years, it's always an election year as well. Bonding
True.
Years are
yes.
election years. So you'll have some amount of election year politics probably involved in mm-hmm. that back and forth. But let's go back to this week. What are some of the highlights for you of some of the bills that were passed?
Well, so education finance, we passed a bill that I'm really proud of. We had, I think, in the governor's draft a budget was a $2 million, and I think we said nope, that is not sufficient. So our chair fought really hard to get some more funds, and there's, I forget how many million dollars going to school districts to try to implement the READ Act, which we passed last year, which is the science of reading, to teach kids to read. But it's tough to do if you don't have the money to buy the curriculum or pay for subs or, you know, pay teachers for their hours working on that. Now, Northfield Public Schools started this a couple of years ago as a pilot, and they did pay the teachers to do the training. So that helps get it done. We didn't have enough funds in our budget to pay teachers quite as well as Northfield was able to compensate our teachers for mm-hmm. doing that training. Still some work to do there and some things to figure out, but trying to give some relief to school districts.
All right. That's been a good program for Northfield. So
yes.
I'm happy with that.
Yes.
You know, there's been quite a bit of talk about the cannabis bill.
Uh-huh.
Now, was that through agriculture? Were you involved with that?
I was not this
portions
year.
Portions of it? Or?
Yeah, not this year. So last year when it was brand new, it went through, I think, almost every committee. This year, there last night off the House floor, we passed the cannabis bill, kind of like the annual update to the bill. So there was sort of some hemming and hawing about that. But as the Chair Stevenson said, we ended prohibition, you know, 100 years ago, and we pass an alcohol bill every year updating the laws around that. And mm-hmm. so just to sort of level set the expectation of same thing with cannabis, that's going to be annually something we do to update. And I, the part of the conversation last night on the floor that I was most interested in was trying to get the permits to growers out earlier than dispensaries, mm-hmm. because of course dispensaries won't have a product if we don't have that Minnesota grown product right here, because of the federal prohibition, we can't cross state lines mm-hmm. with this product. So it all needs to be grown here in Minnesota. And I'm especially interested in having it be grown by farmers in the outdoors who know how to grow things and not just really high energy intensive indoor kind of
growing farms.
Growing,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that was, that makes a lot of sense to me. It's like, well, we got to get this being legally grown here before we can legally sell here.
State Representative Christy Purcell is with us. Now, I've talked to a couple of people, didn't you just kind of mention before we went on the air? It's been like a carousel, like a yes. revolving door up there with local groups and such.
Yes.
Was this week, was there something in particular that triggered that this week, or is it just a good time for everybody to go visit their legislators?
Yeah, I would maybe quibble with that a little, because it was so, the first part of the week was so wildly busy for me, for us. So I, you know, had to sort of step out of committee to meet with some of these groups, which is fine. I'm happy to do that, or step off the House floor. But this week was really a very busy week, but mm-hmm. it's always a priority to see and visit with constituents when they're up there. So the Moms Demand Action group came up, Habitat for Humanity group came up. There's a group of 8 Carleton students who came up through a student organized trip through their Trip CE, which now I'm going to forget what all those 3 C's for. It's community, civic, something engagement office. We also had a group from HCI come up and visit, including 2 high school students, to talk about how the Northfield Promise Fellows help out. And then a high school student who is shadowing, she's involved in the youth in government, which Northfield has the 4th largest youth in government group in the state. And by volume, we certainly are top of the charts there, because we're a small community, but we have really great participation in this program through the YMCA. So she was involved in January and came up to the Capitol, and then yesterday she was shadowing a lobbyist. And so, as lobbyists do sometimes when we're on the floor, sent a note back to me and asked to pull me off the floor for a conversation. And so I asked her how her experience was, and she said she learned a lot, and it was really cool. So, you know, doing the youth in government thing where they're sort of modeling, but then to be able to come back to the people's house, and mm-hmm. this, you know, the Capitol is open to the public and available to everyone. So it's really inspiring to see the young people come up.
You know, I have lived in this state for 37 years, and I've never been to the state capitol.
Well, when you
I've been by it.
When you retire, Jeff, and you have a little more time, I'll give you a tour.
I'll hang around.
Yes.
Out there, yeah.
Yes.
All right, once again, Christy Purcell is with us. What else happened this week at the legislature?
Well, the other bill we passed off the floor last night was a renter's rights. I don't remember if we're calling it Renter's Bill of Rights, but mm-hmm. A package that protects renters. And as we know, housing has been a big topic of conversation. Last year was the first time that we infused a substantial amount of state funds for housing, because we have seen this crisis across the state, across the country, about housing. And so trying to pass protections for renters in a lot of different measures. So we had what we like to say. We had a robust discussion on the House floor discussing, you know, what's fair to landlords, and, oh, is this going to raise rent overall versus, you know, what is fair and equitable to renters? Mm-hmm. So those were some of the things that we talked about last night. And then earlier in the week, we passed a little mini environmental bill, so policy only. So we haven't heard the finance bill. The lands bill, which is where the state, I can't remember if it's the state purchases, sometimes sells state land, and commerce bill. So mm-hmm. we, oh, and human services. So we're kind of at that point where like the policy packages have come to the floor, and then now separately the finance packages, and the speaker is starting to announce conference committee conferees. So, you know, the Senate will send five people or three people, and we'll send five or three people to then hash out the differences between, like, in the elections policy bill, where I have a student voting, early student voting provision, that conference committee of three got announced mm-hmm. last night. So then they'll meet with our Senate counterparts to try to make that sausage. So it's, right. it's that time of year with 4 weeks left. We're trying to wrap some things up.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Representative Christy Purcell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff, appreciate for having me.
And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.